Every great business starts as a dream, but turning that dream into reality, that's where Shopify comes in. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce, from brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. Worried about building a website? Shopify's ready-to-use templates help bring your brand to life. Need a hand with content? Shopify's AI tools generate product descriptions, headlines, and even enhance your images. Struggling to get noticed? Shopify's marketing tools let you launch email and social campaigns with ease. And if you ever get stuck, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 support is always there to help. Turn those what-ifs into why-nots. Turn those dreams into... and give them the best shot at success with Shopify. Sign up for your £1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try, shopify.co.uk/try.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Well, it's funny because we left for 4 days. We had a little mini vacay. And there is this story out this morning talking about the non-negotiable perks that job applicants want nowadays. It's like, hey, if you want me to work here, I need a 4-day work week. You got to have a nap room, a fun room, and it has to be pet friendly.
Wow.
And is this a daycare or a
That's exactly what I thought. Do we have finger painting in the corner?
Snacks.
A little microwave.
I'm always for snacks, but this seems a little ridiculous.
Any mac and cheese cups by the microwave at all times?
What's a fun room? I mean.
I mean, but I'm not going to say no to that.
Yeah,
but
that's right next to the nap room. But yeah, that's like the biggies. A 4-day work week, nap rooms, fun rooms, which is obviously going to be like, what, foosball, maybe some arcade machines, some beers on tap. I don't know. And then pet friendly, so you can bring your pet. That is a lot to ask.
We need all that to work?
Yeah, like, at work now.
Yeah, I'm okay
want,
with that.
You know,
would it be four
Gen Zers to work there?
Yeah, 4 10-hour days?
Probably. Yeah. I don't know. The 4-day work week doesn't sound too bad, though. I'm not going to lie. And then the number one thing was the paid vacation and sick leave. That was like the top of the list.
Well, I mean, that's pretty standard for each generation, though, right? I know when I negotiate jobs, the paid sick time and the paid, you know, time off, that... You think about that when you take it, right?
Absolutely,
and it's so important that you take it. I mean, I know I've got like a buttload of weeks built up because I never take vacation. So that's when the opportunity arose for this past weekend. And we're like, should we get out of here? It's beautiful out. A little mini summer vacay. And we're like, let's do it.
Yay!
Believe it or not, we also need to decompress and just be alone. No noise. And it's nice because we get stories to come back and talk about.
Yeah.
And I know Katie's got a doozy for us here in a second, but tell us about where you went and what you did.
Oh, well, I actually went over to the Western Slope to see all my old radio homies and hang out.
How long did you work out there?
I worked in Grand Junction specifically for 7 years.
Oh,
I was
wow.
at that group of stations,
okay.
and I have some of my best friends are over there. I got some of them were actually out doing their own little summer vacation things, and as you said, this was last minute, and so I hit everybody up like, "Oh my god, I'm coming!" They're like, "I'm not even there."
No.
I was like, "Oh no!"
So you take a selfie at their desk. And
exactly.
Say, yes.
I did. I actually went back to my old station, and I surprised my old general manager and a couple salespeople, and it's just so neat to like walk into a place and see everybody and just be like so excited to see them, you know?
Well,
like,
and not to mention, you left Grand Junction, and then you came here. You're on this show, and we just got the Colorado Broadcasters Association Best Morning Show.
Yeah.
Best Radio Station Personalities. So did you bring the plaques to show everybody?
Oh, I did not.
You're like,
no.
Look at me now.
No, but they brought it up.
Did
and
they?
And were very sweet about it, you know?
Aww.
Because, again, like, they know we call it in radio market jumping. So I went from market unrated, because Grand Junction isn't even in the rated radio markets in the U.S. to market, I believe, what, we're like 19 now?
Something like that.
Something like that, under 20. But it is a huge career jump for anybody to do that. And so they were just so proud of me. And that's what everyone kept saying. We are so proud of you. Like, we tell everyone all the time. And it just, it's so sweet and a little overwhelming to go back and receive that much
you
love.
You loved every second
of it. I needed
it.
I loved it. Every second of
Let's
it.
Let's just say, insider information, Katie had a bad week last week. And
I
now I know why you went back to there. And then you brought your wards up and everything.
Stroking
just
that
for
ego.
The praise
they
and the gushing.
But you didn't stop them, Katie. They brought it up, but you didn't stop
them. Stop it some more.
Tell me more.
Tell me more. Tell me how great I am.
But no, I loved all the love. And I loved going back to all the food that I absolutely adored when I was there. Because that's something about Western Slope as well, is the food's on another level. I mean, the soil that they have out there for their produce, but also the beef, the meat, all of the dairy. It is all, I don't know why it's so much better. It just is. So every time I go back, it's a big deal for me to make sure that I eat everything in sight.
As you should.
I did that.
As you should.
First stop was Del Taco because I missed it. So we went there, and then I brought my coworkers tacos.
I love how
tacos.
You're bragging about how everything is different
and
better.
Goes,
and the beef. And, oh, my God, the peaches.
So much fresher.
Then I rolled into Del Taco.
Just because I missed it so much. But then
how many times
I
did
went,
you eat there?
Three.
Oh,
times.
My gosh, Katie.
I know. But it's so good. And I ate other places, too.
Oh, I know.
I ate like six times in 24 hours while I was there just because right. I had to fit it
you
all
on
in.
You on vacation.
I had to fit it all
Treat
in.
Treat yourself.
But yeah, then I went to a wonderful place, which is Rifle Falls. I adore that place. It's a triple waterfall. So, and they call it like a
That's almost too much waterfall.
No, it's not. It's just the right amount.
Okay,
that's pretty.
All right. It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's like the most rainforest type landscape in Colorado because it is just full and green. And oh my God, you can actually go see some pictures, I believe, still in our Instagram stories. I might have to put some new ones up.
Yeah, send me some. I'll throw them up on Facebook.
Yeah, but it, like, I all right, hiked
pretty.
All
over
that
Is there caves and
thing.
Stuff behind
yeah,
it?
Yeah, there's caves. There's so much. There's so many geological formations that, just fascinating.
It looks like you can get underneath them.
You can.
Like, yeah.
You
behind
can
them.
Go through
behind
them. You can go behind them.
That would be a place I need. I should have went there with yeah. Nick, because I've always said I want to make out with my wife behind a waterfall.
This is where you could do it.
You could totally do that, dude.
Behind a waterfall.
Right there.
This is where you can do that.
I'll run
that.
Up there today.
You missed out a huge opportunity.
After work, go make out behind a yeah. waterfall. But yeah, and it's a fascinating, again, because it's like you can climb all around it. And there's like a lake that you can walk around. Oh, there's just so many things. I spent all day there. I hiked a total of like 6 miles. But there was a story. Are you ready for this story?
Oh, boy.
That happened. This okay. was crazy. So when I got to the waterfall, the first thing I did was go up behind it. And I was there so early that I really got to enjoy like 15 minutes of pure just loneliness by myself behind that waterfall. And it was everything I needed.
That's got to be like magical.
Yeah,
it is.
Quiet,
the
serenity.
Hearing the water.
I mean, just being there and just meditating, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, and just thinking about all the people who were there before you. That's huge for me. I go there and I really just absorb the moment. But as I was leaving, there was a man, an older man, who was standing by the stairs. And at first, I didn't quite catch what he was saying to me. But then he was just like, do you enjoy the waterfall? And I'm like, oh my gosh, you're going to love it. Wait till you go up there. And he's like, oh, I'm going this way. Can you help me down the stairs? And I was like, sure. So
that's very kind of you.
Yeah, well, it was an older man. I didn't want him to slip and fall. The mm-hmm. stairs were wet from the yeah. waterfall. And
I got weak knees.
So, you know, he grabbed my hand. And he grabbed my hand like you would a child, right? Like he clasped my hand in that cup formation. And so we're walking down the stairs and he starts saying something. And as we get down to the last stair, he grabs my hand tighter and then interlocks his fingers.
Oh, like relationship
so
hand.
So now
holding.
He's holding my hand as if we're
sweet.
Dating.
Guys.
I was like, how did this happen? What?
I just feel safer this way.
He didn't let go. That's kind of what he said. He's like, I don't want to slip and fall. Do you mind having a companion on your hike? And I'm like, oh God, how did
like
this
he's
happen?
Like after the stairs we're going on further
now we're gonna Whoa. Hang out for the I just got there. I was like,
so how far did you go
with I don't want to hang out with, and it's why I'm here. So I don't have to see people. So we keep going a little bit and then he starts asking me questions. And I was like, he's like, are you here alone? And I'm like,
oh,
that's
gosh.
Weird.
No,
he's like,
no, I'm not.
My 10 friends are camping down at the campsite. And, you know, I'm just hiking the waterfall, but we're going to meet up in a minute. And he's
that's
like,
smart.
Are you from here? Like, oh, he starts asking me. And the questions he's asking me, I'm like, why do you need to know this? So then I look
Do you have a knife on you?
Yeah. I'm like looking at him like, I feel like I'm going to have to describe you in a few minutes. So I looked at what
that's
he was wearing.
Smart,
yeah.
Though.
So he's wearing a polo. A belt with khakis and penny loafers on a hike. And I was like, this is odd. Meanwhile, he is still holding my hand in that interlocking fashion. And we're coming down the stairs and I'm just getting overwhelmingly uneasy. I'm like, I don't like this. And all of a sudden, a young girl, probably 15, 16, starts coming up the stairs and she looks at me and I look at her and my eyes are panicked. I'm like, help me, you know? And so she's like, hi. And I was like, oh, is that the parking lot over there? Like, that's where this trail goes. It goes straight to the parking lot. I'm so sorry, sir. Like, I guess you're going to have to find a different hike. And I grab my hand away. Mm-hmm. And he's like, can I have a hug? And I'm like, I think I'm going to go. He grabbed arm, Katie, and gave me a hug anyway. Like, he pulled me in for a hug. And I'm like trying to push him away. Oh. And I was like, okay, have a good day. And as he goes away, he grabbed my boob.
He grabbed your boob?
Like, what?
No,
oh my gosh.
And I just was
Did you go
so
Chuck Norris?
So
cop
I
feel.
Almost did.
You should have punched that guy in the throat.
I really had to get myself together every part of me wanted to slam an old man.
Yeah, but I'm like, he's 70, so it's like, what do you do?
I know, but
No.
You could have shoved him down.
I almost did. I pushed him away, and then he was like, can I have another hug?
Round two?
God, dude.
So did you?
No.
I mean, you're in that 18-month dry spell.
No, I'm not going to hug you. And I was like, you have a good day. And the girl actually grabbed me, and we started walking together. And she started to ask me what happened. And I was just
good
like,
night.
I'm so scared right now. And I was scared, but not scared, but just
it's not like you could chase
nervous.
It was just shocking to have that happen in the middle of nowhere.
I felt very overwhelmed in my happy place, Jer. Like, so then the girl actually said to me, she's like, hey, my dad's in the parking lot if you need help. That statement just immediately, somebody's dad there immediately
come
made
up
me
and
feel
help
better.
You if you need
I know,
to.
Like, just the thought of somebody's dad helping me, I was like, okay, thank you so much. But then once I did kind of gather my wits and everything was fine, I did find a ranger. I told them exactly what happened. I was like, I just described him
in his dumb polo and his penny loafers.
If this guy's up there asking some young girl to help him and then gets her alone somewhere, I was like, we need to make sure this doesn't happen. So I did go and find someone and tell someone. And then I looked for him for a little bit.
With
like,
a giant rock in
you
your hand.
Don't want me to roll up on you now. Like, I was like,
stand towards the edge of that falls.
But you know,
I'm shocked by
it
this.
It was probably the craziest thing that's ever happened to me on a hike.
Absolutely.
I carry like bear spray and I carry things to help protect me from nature. And now I'm going to have to carry human spray.
No, you could have nailed him with some bear spray.
Oh, you could have nailed him.
I wish you had.
Yeah.
No, well, it, again,
In the moment,
I just did. And then that girl showed up. I was just like, I had to protect her.
You got a
little
witness there.
Yeah, so it was just crazy, but again, everyone's fine, and the Rangers knew all about him, and I didn't hear anything happening after that, but it was just a very, very crazy situation, and just be aware of your surroundings. I think something that I am proud of myself for is that I did look at what he was wearing, so I could give that description to the ranger, because if I didn't do that, I don't know if I would have remembered. I think everything happened so fast that I don't know if I would have remembered those specifics. I'm not the most observant person, but all in all,
God, I almost would have gotten my phone out and just started snapping pictures of
something
like that.
I almost did. Again,
it
was all
seriously.
Just like, it all happened so fast. But again, I went on a 6-mile hike after that, and I went up and down that whole waterfall and all the way around it. And so I feel like I did. Oh my God. And then you should have seen me eat after. I was like, I went to Smoke Mama Barbecue in Glenwood Springs, and I tore that place up.
I need more. Give me more.
The adrenaline that I went up and down that day. I mean, I'm always hungry, but I was hungry.
You're fired up after that.
I was so hungry.
Well, that's, I'm sorry
crazy,
that happened to
right?
you.
That's,
I mean,
scary.
That is scary, but
so crazy.
I'm glad it was just a little old man that, you know,
seriously,
that
you
could push away and get away from, too. I mean,
exactly.
What a creeper. Yeah. Do that in a beautiful location.
Please don't do
where somebody
that.
Didn't ruin
vulnerable.
It for you, though.
Yeah.
Hopefully it didn't ruin the fall.
They had a bunch of like, little kids there doing like a camp thing too, so it
That's
was a
what
very
you really
busy
start
day.
About,
and yeah. I was like, you know what, dude, this is not the place you do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't do that, period.
Period.
Yeah. Definitely here.
Well, I don't know if I can even tell my vacation recap at 8:00. I can't beat that.
Every great business starts as a dream, but turning that dream into reality, that's where Shopify comes in. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce, from brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. Worried about building a website? Shopify's ready-to-use templates help bring your brand to life. Need a hand with content? Shopify's AI tools generate product descriptions, headlines, and even enhance your images. Struggling to get noticed? Shopify's marketing tools let you launch email and social campaigns with ease. And if you ever get stuck, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 support is always there to help. Turn those what-ifs into why-nots. Turn those dreams into... And give them the best shot at success with Shopify. Sign up for your £1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try, shopify.co.uk/try.